What's going on, man?
What up, dude?
How you doing?
How are you, man? I'm doing all right.
It's been an interesting week, huh?
Super interesting. Yeah, man.
Obviously, we're here from our undisclosed super corona safe
bunker
site. Yeah, man. Yeah. Practicing some safe things. I think I'm far enough away from you.
I'm feeling some sniffles, man.
Yeah, man. Watch out. Hey, it's been interesting. Yep. You know, obviously, just with, you know, the comments and the, man, like the rhetoric and just certain things that are coming through social media. It's hard not to look at, you know, when you're, you know, especially if your business is someone on social media and you're interacting with your community or your clients and saying hi and saying what people are doing. And this is one of those times where you kind of have to just focus, man. And I was just reading somebody's comment and this person's just going on this rant about, hey, if you're complaining about going to work because you're being forced to go to work, you know, at least you have a job. Or if you're complaining from working home, this. Or if you have a spouse that can at least help for bills. Oh, hey, I'm single and got nothing going on. Like, I just feel like, hey, everyone's kind of going through something. Everyone's got a story. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got it worse than the other person. And it's like, that's just a really toxic place to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there's a lot of, you know, difficulties with married couples. There's a lot of difficulties if you got children. There's just a lot of different things, man. And hey, at least you're not me. It's like, oh boy, is that a dangerous
that
place
rough,
to live
man.
Especially like let's just be super clear. If you're able to have a mobile device and type at least you're not me on social media, it could be worse.
It's really good perspective, man. Really good perspective.
Misery loves company.
Yes,
you know
does.
That.
Plenty of that to go around nowadays.
Just, yeah. Something that I want to remind, you know, everybody is you know, like we were listening to Sean Tosh's podcast, you know, today, and he's got some good stuff on there. And he brought up a lot of stuff that, like his experiences from the Marine Corps, obviously it resonates with me as far as, you know, kind of how we operate under certain circumstances and training scared and what deployments look like and other stuff. And obviously that carries into, you know, mercenary work and police work. And there's a lot of good community there. A lot of healthcare providers are probably experiencing a lot of camaraderie. But I will say this, you know, don't ever think that whatever your role is too small or it's not necessary or it's not important. Just taking care of your neighbor right now. You don't have to reach out to everybody. You don't have to do that. But just, you know, talking to your neighbors, talking to your immediate friend sphere, and then your literal neighbor, right? Like, if you've got friends that are across town and it's just not, you know, within your means to care for them, it doesn't mean you can't actually care for your literal neighbor. Making sure that they're doing okay, or if they need something, you're getting them something. Or just being a person that's trying to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have, like, the people that are just super mad right now. And you have the other people that are just wanting to completely ignore what's going on. And let's just not talk about it at all. I don't think that's the
right
answer.
That's hard to do, man. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah.
It's hard, but I think, you know, a lot of us are being tested as far as just not allowing the negativity to creep in and just realize, like, hey, where can I help? Where can I not help? Something we talk about with our team a lot, and these are some things that I wanted to bring up today, you know, of just staying the course and getting through every day. Literally when it's, excuse me, sorry. No, that's because I was drinking Pepsi Zero, not because of that.
That's funny.
I know, I'm going to have evidence on this podcast, right?
Scary,
people
man.
Are worried
I
about me.
Myself.
Shut it.
shut it.
You know, but we talk about this a lot in the team. And like right now, it is about staying the course and being positive and, you know, not being unrealistically positive and acting like nothing's going on, but being positive to the point to where you're productive. And then, hey, cool, how do you stay productive? And a lot of this is your mindset, right? So, and something that this boils down for me when I'm thinking of mindset is it does kind of boil down to leadership. And I want people to understand, especially us adults right now. So for our team, we were, you know, hey, we're owners. We're the leaders, right? But we were very good at explaining to our team, hey, you're a leader at some level. You're leading your clients, right? So when they're going through stuff, hey, you're that leader. Not even just during a crisis like this. We'll kind of get to the real estate side of this and give you guys some information on that. But just people understanding that leadership is inevitable for most of us.
Okay.
It is a decision. If you want to be a leader at scale and really have some influence and that's just in you, or you want to be better at that and you're driven, that's a decision. But if you're an adult, if you're in your community, if you're a parent, leadership is inevitable. Whether you want to embrace it or not, at some point you're going to have to step up and kind of be a leader. And when I think of it like that, I also start thinking like, I've got a responsibility to not allow my emotions to have majority vote. We've talked about that before. not succumb to negativity, but just getting creative and just really thinking through things. And mindset is super important, right? And you and I kind of fall back on fitness a lot, right? So when we're getting into mindset today about, hey, how do you stay the course? It's when the gym's closed, a lot of people on social media were like, oh God, right? Yeah. They were kind of being funny. So I don't want to dive too far into that, you know, but it is a real circumstance. Like for guys like me or just people like me, like that's a good mental release for me. It's not, you know, it's not just for the aesthetics. It's not, Eli, it's not just because I'm this gorgeous and shredded and that's what it's for. Believe it or not, as cute as I am,
well,
it's more psychological. But let me tell you this, right? Like, and I'm going to let you kind of add in.
Yep.
So yesterday I took off because it was just my natural day off. I'd been grinding for a while and kind of came up with a game plan. I'm like, all right, cool, it closed. Today I'm off, all good. But like, hey, what can I figure out? And, you know, we've got a bike at home. So I did some cardio on the bike and I did a leg circuit today. Dude, I haven't thrashed my legs in that form in a long time. I did some other stuff with like some sit-ups and some groin thrusters and some different stuff that just was super awesome. Did some mobility work to it. Phenomenal workout and just getting creative. And again, right, just take this as an opportunity to adapt, right? Improvise, adapt, and overcome, right? And just getting creative with like, don't be bound to a gym. Don't be bound to a certain set of rituals. Be bound by fundamentals and principles, right? Be bound by that because no matter what you're doing, you'll be able to improvise and adapt and overcome. Mm-hmm. But, and I want to get your take on this too. So I know I'm long-winded here. When it comes to like that mindset and just leadership of what we're talking about and what's necessary right now to like just mentally be able to help your neighbor and be confident and lead your family or just lead little pieces of your community to just do right and just influence what you can in a positive manner, you do got to have the energy to just have that right mindset, right? So the fitness part was huge for me. Getting creative, getting outside the box was huge for me. Definitely want to hear kind of like how you're approaching that.
Yeah, let's camp on the subject for a little bit, bro, because to me, I'm so big on habits, man, and catching habits when they're slipping and making sure that when you have good habits developed that you maintain those habits. And where I get worried is, you know, when you see people online and we're doing this whole quarantine thing, the people who are treating it like a snow day or a vacation, and we're still in the first week. So I think maybe a lot of the reality hasn't set in for people, or it is kind of different and fun to be with your family, you know, for the first couple of days and I can't go into the office, but I'm still kind of getting paid for now.
Yeah.
I'm still getting paid and it's a little fun, but I get worried, man, when I see people treating it like a vacation.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, more now than ever, we know the importance of, hey, wake up when you normally wake up. If you're getting the gym in the morning, get the gym in the morning. And then as far as showing up, whether that's physically showing up at work or not, whether you can or you can't, you know, just figuratively showing up every day and still treating it like, hey, we're on a mission, man. We got shit to do. We're providing for our families. We're getting creative. We're looking for new opportunities. But if we were to let ourselves treat this like a vacation or a snow day, two, 3 days of that, man, shit's going downhill. You're losing those habits.
Well, super downhill. And you know, the reality is, and here's another thing while we're camping on fitness. And I don't want to say any names because I'm kind of being lighthearted, but I'm kind of not. Dude, a lot of people that like don't go to the gym or don't do it or they lose the same 20 pounds every year, I see them asking for people who has a home gym.
Complaining about like they wanna, not having a
like,
gym.
Hey, what do you think about a home gym? Like,
Like
they need to buy a home gym or they want to borrow someone's home gym. I've seen all sorts. And I'm just like, hey, dude, cut it out. But this also goes into like, look, there are certain types of people that are just going to find the negative in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they latch
on to that.
Or
the loophole.
Like they just, the loophole, or they want to like be a part of a crowd. That misery likes company, but they're just always finding something, you know, versus like just understanding like things kind of are what they are right now. And if you've lived through something like that before, whether it be, you know, like the military during a time of war, like, well, that's not a democracy. There's a lot of decisions you don't make there, man. Things are going to be what they're going to be, and you're going to have to do the best you can to remember why you're doing it in the first place. And I also want to just let people know, like, we were hearing about this on Tasha's podcast, of just like doing a social check, not just social distancing, but like a social check of who's around you, you know, who's behaving in a certain manner. And like, hey, if you're so quick to act like this, you know, not even a week into this thing, or, you know, is that the type of person I want to be around in regular times? Because I'll tell you this much, like from an entrepreneur, like with you and I, nothing's guaranteed. Dude, there could be no virus out, no nothing. Like in small businesses or entrepreneurs, they fail all the time. We don't have a safety. And I'm not, and by the way, this is not a victim statement here. I chose entrepreneurship. I love it. I thrive in it. I choose to have the no safety net because I do better with it. So this is not a, hey, feel bad for me. So please don't. And I hope I'm not coming off in that context. But what I am getting at is there are some of us that kind of live that type of work where we understand nothing is guaranteed anytime at all. You end up finding creative ways of being productive, and you don't have the feel bad for me kind of thing. And the entrepreneur virus, it's out there on a regular. You have to really be careful at who you're around all the time. So we're super cognizant of that. A lot of people might take a benefit to this right now and kind of see how people are behaving during this time. And again, like he was saying, like, hey, maybe do a social check of just who you're choosing to be around. And if you constantly see something in your feed or if people are giving off certain energy, like, just be very careful who you're putting yourself around, right? The momentum can go either way. And believe it or not, man, and I've caught myself before, you end up complaining a lot more than you think. And if you're around a certain type of energy, even if you're just joking and just shooting the shit, nah, fuck this and fuck that. And like, then you got to go, whoa, dude, I've been like, I know I've been kind of funny about it, but like how many funny jokes in a like a complaining manner do you need? Like, man, I got to check myself.
Well, I think it's definitely going to show a lot of people's true colors, right? People that that have been able to, you know, hide behind a mask for a while. And then on top of that, man, it's just a good reality check, I think, for humanity in general, dude. I think people get super comfortable and they don't realize how fragile we really are and how fragile this ecosystem that we've created really is. And how through, I mean, man, just almost overnight, within just a week or two, the whole world, not just the US, whole world is like on pins and needles right now. We're just fragile, man. And it really just goes to show why people do need to make sure that, like, hey, am I relying on somebody else for my entire livelihood? Am I prepared to take care of my family if I need to?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are getting that answer right now. And it might be a good wake-up call for people. And on top of that, virus or not, there's people that feel the way everybody is feeling right now on a daily basis, man. You get a lot of elderly people on a fixed income who can't buy toilet paper even when there's plenty of it.
Yeah.
And they got to figure shit out and deal with this every day. So it's just a good reality check in general for, I think, humanity, man. It puts things in perspective.
100%. And I can't stress enough of like how important you could be at such a small level. Like, believe it or not, if you see your neighbor out, if it's the weather's nice, and just ask them what they need. If there's a couple people in the neighborhood that you know are a little older, just checking in on them. Man, I was able to get some masks for my father-in-law. He's still forced to go to work, right? So comment to like that comment, right? He's grateful, still forced, and believe it or not, they can work from home. There's this whole thing, man. Like, somebody emailed the CEO and said, hey, this is like president's orders that if we're able to work from home, which this entire company is mobile, you can work from home. And hey, I thought that's what we should be doing. Do you think it's safe? They like fired that dude on the spot for even emailing that, which created a whole stir.
Yeah.
And I just was like, man, like I feel bad. And like, he's the guy, you know, Kate's father's this guy that he cares for so many people. He provides for a lot of the family. He's not going to stop working. Like, he carries a lot on his shoulders. And I reached out to a couple of friends and networked a bit, man, and put some heads together, and I was able to get some of those N95 masks for him.
Nice.
And just took what I needed, you know, just grabbed a couple for his mom or for Kate's mom and dad. Super grateful. One, it felt good to help. It felt good to resource. It also felt good to be valued enough from a friend that they would throw me something. Cause you know, and the friend that I got that from, like, I feel like I've done my best to help him in every way that I can. I've learned a lot from him as a father, and it was like no sweat to him, man. He's like, hey, cool. I do got some, all good. And I kind of told him what was going on. And I felt like I didn't even have to tell him what was going on. He was so quick to be like, yeah, I got you. I felt like I didn't even have to tell him it was cool. For Kate's father. He just, he had my back, and it felt good. It felt good. And I'm like, this thing that he already had, you know, inventory wise for himself and whatever, for his shop, it was like no sweat to him, but was huge for me.
Yep.
And I want people to understand, like, hey, what might be no sweat to you could be a really big deal for someone, or just reaching out and just making sure that they at least know that you're there. So maybe in a week or so, if they do need you, doing that. And I promise you, if you even take a little bit of a leadership role in your community, you're going to feel really good about it. And one person at a time, you can start to influence. We can kind of turn some things around and kind of shut down some of that negativity. Because like it or not, man, it's not going anywhere. This is not a political race. This is not an agenda. This is like, hey, this is here. We've got to make sure that we deal with this. Whatever finger we want to point to other people as far as who's to blame or not to blame or whatever agenda you want to have, like, those are going to come afterward. Right now, we just got to take care of each other, you know. And something that's big in the Marine Corps is camaraderie is forged in adversity.
I knew that was going to come up.
Right?
It is, man. I've been thinking about it.
And it is, you know, and when you talk about that, camaraderie is forged in adversity. Yeah. Camaraderie is not forged in, like, you both having beards and you go to the same church or you go to the same pub and you smack each other on the ass and tell each other how cool you are on Facebook. That is not camaraderie. Camaraderie is forged in adversity, as in when we're all tested, putting other people first to the best of your ability, not without your reach and just going out there and being and creating a risk for everyone because you want to do that. And then you have another agenda of showing people how much you're doing, but more about just doing what you can at your level with your community. That does spread. That is just contagious as this virus. That kindness and that ability to just lead at your level, super contagious. And that type of camaraderie, when everybody's kind of like backed against the wall a little bit, boy, does that say something about you. And boy, does it speak volume to people that you're influencing just one at a time. And it's huge. And we weren't best friends in the Marine Corps. I've said that before. Tosh was kind of saying that today. Something I've been talking about a long time. And I wish people could kind of feel it. So, no, I'm not glad that we have this virus. However, on a positive note, some of you are going to feel a taste of real camaraderie and coming together and the value of that. And I think that's going to give you a better barometer with who you choose to have in your life, right? So there is a positive that you can take from this. There's also a piece of you leveling up and doing what you can and making yourself feel confident in what you can do and what it feels like to care, man. I think it's huge.
There's a super huge. There's a book called Tribe. I can't remember who wrote it, but there's a book called Tribe. And in it was a bunch of case studies, but one of them was in 2001, 9/11. And, you know, he pulled a bunch of stats and a bunch of studies on New York and how after 9/11, post-9/11, when everyone had a common mission, a common goal, they obviously went through a ton of adversity, how drastically the suicide rate drops, the crime rates dropped, murders dropped for like a good 2-3 years afterwards. And then, of course, slowly started to come back up. But again, that just goes to show that, I mean, the people, they forge camaraderie together.
Yeah, and then the hard part is it's like a bad apple, man. It's perishable.
Yeah. Yep. Right? It's not like sustainable.
Yeah. It's perishable. It'll, if it's not practiced, if it's not executed on a regular, you'll lose it. Just like your jiu-jitsu, right? Like now there is some training beliefs that if you step away from it and come back to it, you're actually better. But at some point, if you're just not doing it, it's perishable. Yep. So with the lessons that you can learn through this and the ability to help your community right now. And again, just doing what you can at your level, nobody being a hero, just, you know, just doing your part. It's huge. What's going to be super important as we pull out of this is that people find ways to still exercise that community care, if that makes sense, man. But, you know, just super huge. And then, yeah, I mean, that's, I don't want to like go too far into the weeds. I think that's just what's important right now. I know we could talk a ton on social media and one news saying reporting this, one news reporter saying this, you know, people are negative on social media and there's a lot. We could dive into this thing for days with everything that's coming out. But I think those for me, man, were most important. So just to kind of recap that, and then we're going to talk to you guys a little bit as far as real estate and what that is looking like right now. A lot of people need resources. A lot of people might need their equity from their home. A lot of people, like it or not, still need to move. They still need to sell. They still need to buy. Some people just moved here. Some people are leaving the state for a job and they're not freezing it. And there are still needs. America is still moving forward. You know, the globe is still moving forward right now, unfortunately, you know, or I guess fortunately, because you don't want everything to entirely die. But there's a lot with that. We're going to kind of speak to that for about 10 minutes. But I think to just recap, guys, is just understanding, hey, stay the course. Create some rituals day in and day out with your exercise, with your diet, with your water intake, with activities with your family to keep your mind sharp. Read some books, do some audiobooks if you want, but find ways to be sharp, you know, and staying active.
And keep a routine.
Keep your routine. Yeah. Understand that at some level, being a leader is inevitable. If you're capable, if you're a capable adult right now, it's inevitable, but you could be a leader right now at some level, right? So I think that's important. And if you're going to take that on, understanding that your mindset is super huge from that, but also understanding that just getting that daily dose of your diet, your exercise, your water intake, you know, taking time for family, but also taking time to help your community, help your brother, help your neighbor. That is so contagious, man. Like I wish I could explain, or I wish I could touch people and let them feel some of the camaraderie we had in the Marine Corps, because it, you know, or I'm sure other armed forces had it as well. But obviously I speak to the Marine Corps because that's where I was at. And we're just those motherfuckers, man. Like we're kind of, you know, rough around the edges at times, but we're brothers, right? And camaraderie is just such an interesting conversation because you're not always going out having a beer with that person. You're not always going to agree on political views. You're not always going to like their style of music or their other interests. But literally none of that matters when it comes to like guys training scared and understanding that they're going to deploy together. Mm-hmm. It's just different. I know some law enforcement at some level, depending on what they've been through on the streets, you feel that. Some people are going to feel that right now. And I that is one of the positives you can take from it, but just understanding the power of that. And I hope that that spreads more than the toxicity mm-hmm. on social media mm-hmm. through the newscast. With that being said, I just think those are the most important things we should be focused on right now. Yep. Just getting through that.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Now on a more professional standpoint, and I'm just going to make this clear, right? Because we also understand like not everybody needs to be out right now, whatever it may be. We're not telling you to go out. We're not telling you not to go out. These are your decisions. What we are going to do is just update you guys. We have clients that are literally, you know, when this happened, it was so abrupt in America. People are in the middle of sales, they're in the middle of buys, or they committed to a different job out of state. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of clients that we have that were in the middle of us helping them, and we're not just going to cut them high and dry and not help them. Right. We're going to be safe. If we're doing, you know, if open houses are happening or someone wants to see a home, there's control measures there. It's small groups of people, usually two at most, right? Like, being super safe with it and still executing on these deals, you know? And I think it's important that while we're out there, we've been a little bit on Facebook Live and just showing you guys what's been out there. And that was a couple days ago. It's a little bit more strict now, but just to be clear, you know, real estate is still something that's moving. We've spoken to title companies, even certain counties that have sent like recorders home and just government people from the offices home that record deals. The recording is going to be slightly delayed, but they're still funding and yep. closing on deals. And then that recording will just be at a later date,
yep.
but they're still allowing the sales and closings of homes. All of that stuff with technology is all through computers as well. Or if you have to have a notary show up, one person can show up as your notary and sign. You don't need large groups of people for real estate. And again, with a lot of people's needs, I think that's partly why a lot of this is going on. So if you're looking at selling and buying, it's still, from what we can tell, about as normal as you can get for any other industry that's not normal right now. So obviously be safe, get educated, just do the best that you can. A lot of these things can be done. You know, if you're sending your lender stuff, that's all through email as well, secured sites, and you don't have to be in person for those things. In addition, the refi is still a piece, but mm-hmm. bottom line is from our point of view and from people that we've spoken to is there's going to come a time where people might need their equity in their home, correct? Like in Denver, fortunately, you have a lot of Denver metro area. Fortunately, right? Unless you've refied four times, you have a lot of equity in your home. That's a financial asset that you have. So a lot of people are looking at refis. Interest rates are astonishingly low right now.
Home equity lines of credit.
Home equity lines of credit, refinancing, just selling and pulling all mm-hmm. of that money from out of your home and downsizing into a smaller home or mm-hmm. to an apartment. There's a lot of creative things that are going on right now. And I just want people to know that, like, hey, again, not telling you to do it, not telling you not to do it. Eli and I are still out there because we're currently servicing clients that were in need of help prior to this. We don't just drop them. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like, hey, if we're going to be out there because we're helping them, I think it's also our duty to just say, hey, look, here's what we're seeing from lenders we're talking to, from people that are in charge of title, from people that are in charge of county. Here's the words that we're getting. Here's what that looks like, you know, from our lens, and kind of just be like that, you know, for lack of a better phrase, a news anchor that's kind of out in the field, like, hey, we're already out here in the storm. We might as well report on it and at least give you guys just some education on what's going on.
And right? From a business perspective as a whole, we've got an economy to uphold, man. And if everyone goes into this, this contracting state where everyone is just withholding everything and everyone's bunkering down and not doing anything, that's how economies collapse, man.
100%.
And Warren Buffett, he said it best, man. He said, be greedy when others are fearful and be fearful when others are greedy.
Right. And just to be clear with that, right, because it's a touching time. Like, we don't mean like rob people from their home. We don't mean like wait for mm-hmm. people to sell their home for half price and come in and just pull it out from under. Mm-hmm. We don't mean that. I think, you know, he had some context to what he was saying.
And what he means by that is keep your eye out for opportunities, because when things change, that means there's new opportunities, there's new angles, there's new things that people need, there's new value that you can bring to people.
100%. I'm glad you said that, because mm-hmm. I know we were trying to keep this to 30 minutes today, not bother people, just get a podcast in, not be down here too long. So I know we've got like 4 minutes left, but I'm glad you said that, because it's a segue into the last point that we had for today, and that was being creative.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously with real estate, there's a lot of things that we do. We have several different types of clients. We have investor clients, we have traditional clients, we have commercial clients. So the people that we're able to contact and speak to and be flexible with allows us to still continue our business to the best of our ability while being safe. With that being said, if you guys do need some creative ways, there are places that are hiring right now, Costco, Walmarts, all that. There's also a couple of sites. If you guys message on this or if you guys comment on this video, if you're still watching, I know Kate has showed me a couple of sites you can do from home. You can literally go onto your computer and it's for like a $5 or $4 or $3, something like that. You literally, they'll assign you companies to review. Mm-hmm. So you will go onto their website and you'll just go through it, you know, for a certain amount of time and then you rate it. And they're actually paying for your review. So you're going to write, was it user-friendly? Was it clean? Was it crisp? Was it modern? Did it function well? Or you might watch a video, but literally people are paying for reviews. You could sit at home and you could bang out 150 reviews a day if you chose to, and you're going to be making some extra money while you're doing that. So there's some creative ways. If you guys need help with some creative ways, if you're not in the broker world, you know, the real estate world, and obviously that's not an option for you. Could be. You could study for a license right now if you look, you know, I guess in the future if you want to be in real estate. But if there's something that you need a little bit more immediate, mm-hmm. there are companies that you can literally just review companies all day online. Mm-hmm. And I think the more you do, the more you get paid.
Okay.
There's some cool stuff. Don't quote me on it. But I know that that stuff's for real. Yeah. If you guys need help with that, obviously reach out. If there's something else that you need, Eli and I are kind of mm-hmm. out and about just by the nature of helping.
On top of that, if you do own a home and you're curious how, you know, you can utilize some of the strategies we were talking about. You may not even know what a refinance is. You may not even know what a HELOC is, a home equity line of credit. We've got some really good options for you guys that don't involve selling your home if that's not in the books for you. So if you do need some income, you own a home, definitely hit us up. We can help you with some of those options.
100%. And just full disclosure, right? You know, like, obviously, like, this is how we make our money, right? This is how we provide for our families, how we make a living. But with that being said, we've done a ton of, like, stuff for veterans and you know, and for people that are on hardships. We had mm-hmm. a hardship come up with mm-hmm. a lady who was married to a veteran, and she was going through some hardships. We've given extraordinary amounts of discounts, mm-hmm. you know, in the past couple of years to people that need it. So if this is something that you need or you're curious, yes, we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff with you guys and just giving some great discounts to just keep as much money in your pocket as possible if you're having to sell, you know, under these circumstances. So yes, this is how we make our money. However, there's a ton of stuff we've done in the past that we still want to do right now to help you guys. We're out there, we're doing it. If you guys have questions, please reach out. And anything else, if you guys have questions on some of those things you could do from online to make some money, reach out. I'll get you those links and we'll keep you guys moving forward. But keep that mindset strong. Keep your day-to-day strong. Create some type of habits and just understand that you've got to thrive through this. Don't be a victim, right? Just take these circumstances the best that you can. Push forward as much as you can and be resourceful. Don't, even myself, you might think I'm a proud guy or even I asked for help when it came to those masks, right? From a buddy of mine, he was happy to help. So don't be afraid to reach out. And if you need some help, don't be afraid to ask. People are actually happy to help and they want to do that. They are stepping up as a leader in their community. Just come together, be resourceful, keep your mindset there, and just keep pushing, guys.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Thanks for watching. Peace out.
Out.
Be safe. Won't stop fighting to the very end.